Hello, I'm John Paul Davis. This is The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. Thank you for listening.
Proof. I hate the phrase cancel culture. I signed the petition asking for it to be changed from a noun phrase to a command. Cancel culture. After all, culture is what got us into this mess. Pick any mess. Of course, we can't cancel culture since it oozes from us like webs from spiders or dams from beavers. Dogs don't check themselves out in mirrors, and birds don't call birds without nests homeless. Gorillas get distracted and the other gorillas don't say they have ADHD. Don't cancel Culture Club, though. Karma Chameleon is still a great song, as is Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, which asks a relevant question. When we cancel culture, let's make sure the dialogue box that appears after we click cancel isn't one of those with the buttons labeled OK and cancel, because that's confusing. I always click the second cancel, which cancels the canceling, and I have to start over. Do you really want to cancel? The box asks another relevant question, but what's always irrelevant is the box asking for confirmation I'm not a robot, which is irksome. A robot demanding I prove I'm not a robot. Let's cancel robots demanding proof of anything. They really want to hurt us. Do you remember being a kid and having the biggest feelings tsunami through you so you thought you'd be swept away? In my dream, I was a kid again, but teachers and coaches and youth pastors wanted some better product, so they kept asking for me to be fixed, since it's bad manners to return a child and ask for a better model. They loosened some screws in my ear, opened my face, and fiddle with the gears inside, but this is just how I'm built. All they change is my colors. I remain incorrigible, intransigent, insouciant. I can prove I'm not a robot, but this time I decline to, just to see what happens, just because I can.
You have been listening to The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. I'm John Paul Davis. You can find out more about me at www.johnpauldavis.org.